Hello and welcome to Almost 30 Podcast. What's up?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. So glad that you choose us. We know there's a lot out there with podcasts. I think there's like 3 million, literally.
That stat.
Not all are active.
That stat had me unwell.
I know. So when we were at this podcasting summit, they were talking about there's like 3 million podcasts out there, but what was it? Only 17% are active?
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Sugar, get off the pot.
Yeah, clean it up.
Clean it up. Get them out of here. Honestly, there should be like a time limit. It's like if you haven't posted in a year.
100%. But I think Apple loves to say that they have 3 million podcasts on there.
That's
true. Something like that.
That's
whatever.
True. But it's just like it's a data issue. Tons of data. People need to be able to find things that podcasts like ours. People need to find us way more easily. Damn it.
Oh man. Well, we're happy, happy you're here. We are recording this just slightly before this episode, ending the summer. Krista's on her way to Vegas.
I'm on my way to Vegas. Baby.
She's getting her what were those called? Bandage dresses.
Yes.
All set and
I
ready.
Literally only think of bandage dresses when I think of Vegas.
I know.
Because I went, Justin and I went when we first started dating and I rented a Hervé Léger bandage dress. And I think it was like, had been worn so much, it was like gray.
100%.
It was like supposed to be white and it was literally gray.
It was like, it made sounds as you tried to put it on because it was so crusty.
Dude, I looked like a mail order bride the whole time. We were like, it called me mail order all weekend. Because that was when like, I was like, first had my lips done and I was like popping. I was like, dude, what is
but
this
like,
creature?
You can't be like loungy boho chic in Vegas. There's just no way. Like even if that's your style, like you actually have to wear something shiny.
Yes.
And like tights.
Yes.
Or else people don't even see you.
Dude, I don't even give a shit. I'm nervous though. I'm like, damn, this is going to be like a... It's going to be very apparent to me how old I am, I think. I think that's going to be, which is fine. I'm cool with that. But it's so weird because when you're in your 20s, when you're like 21, you don't realize that like you're the prime Vegas age.
Yes.
That Vegas, you're like Vegas's dream, where it's like all men, any age until they're 90 or 100 are like, that's the one, 21. That's about right. That's about where I'm headed. And like when you're 33, everyone's like, what? Like, what are you
They
doing?
Don't know what to do with you.
They don't. And probably because you have like, I have like better boundaries and sense of self, but we're going to Magic Mike, which is so hilarious. It's like that dancing show. And yes. I told Justin, I was like, we're going to Magic Mike. He's like, okay. He's like, I thought you said that if I ever went to a strip club, you're going to dump. And I was like, that was 9 years ago that I said that. And it was literally 9 years ago, actually. And also, it's like Magic Mike is like cheerleaders.
Literally, it's actually not a strip show. It's like...
They're fully dressed. They're male cheerleaders. Like, they're like...
It's choreographed like, and they do the same show every night.
100%. And like, they're wearing like jeans and like flannels.
Chaps.
It's like... He's like, it's not full frontal. I'm like...
Also, I love that he said dump. I forgot that word. Like, you're going to dump me.
Dump. He said, you're going to like dump me to the curb. Yeah, because dude, I was like 25 and I'm like, no strip clubs ever. Ever. I was like, they talk to you. I don't like how strippers sit in your lap and they talk to you. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, you cannot bring up me saying something 9 years ago and then say it like... It applies the same. Literally. Like it doesn't apply the same at all. Like,
but also, Jay, do you want to go to the strip club?
Honestly, that's what I said. I was like, do you want to go? He's like, no, but it's the principle. He's all about the principle. He's a Libra rising. So he's all about the fucking principle. It's
the
like,
balance.
No, it's the principle that you said I couldn't go and now you're going. I'm like, this is literally it's cheerleader. They're male cheerleaders. Like there's nothing. And also women aren't like,
they're definitely, literally, this is what's going to happen. They're going to invite one or two women on stage. They're going to put her in a chair. They're going to take off their shirt. They're going to do, you know, they're going to do the body roll squat.
Oh, body
roll.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's so predictable. It's like almost, it's whatever.
Yeah. And like the scenarios are so predictable. It's like, oh, it's too hot in here. We need firefighters.
All of a sudden the alarm bells go on. The fire alarms go off.
The beginning will start with like, oh guys, everyone, we have a problem. There's a fire in here. It's like, oh, it's too hot. There's a fire. Who's going to put it out? And it's like the men come out and they're like in their fireman costumes. And then there's going to be flannels. Okay. So there's going to be fireman flannels. I was reading an article. This is hilarious. I was reading an article because I wanted to be sure there wasn't frontal because I'm like, I don't know what I would do. But, and they said, they're like, we want to make it cool to also wear like jeans and a t-shirt and like have it be sexy, which I'm down with. Actually, I think that's cool. So I think they also wear like street clothes.
Okay. And do what? Just stand there?
No, like you are like clean. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, that would be like hot. Like,
I feel like the farthest it'll go is like a banana hammock.
Yeah.
And like some thrusts. And that's about it.
That's actual. Women will be on stage for sure.
Man, oh man.
But I don't feel like it's so weird because it's like when women, this is what I perceive, but like when women sexualize men, it's like hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, hilarious. Look at her. She's like, you know, but when men sexualize women, I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you? Like, you know, if like you see, this is why I could never. I've actually never been to a strip club, you guys. I'm not opposed, but I don't think I could because I'm just too much of a feeler where I'd be like looking at the men like,
oh, 100%. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's too much. Yeah, it is actually interesting to think about. Like, I'm picturing Magic Mike and I'm picturing the woman that's called up onto stage and she's like, she slaps his ass. But 100. I feel like if it was the roles were reversed,
yes,
it would be a little uncomfortable. It'd be like, oh, whoa.
Yes.
Hey, sir.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Don't touch.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Not that I'm, who knows, yeah, I'll have to keep you guys posted.
I hope the person that you're celebrating in Vegas gets called up onto stage.
Oh, same, me too. It's Sloan.
Ray.
Sloan, who's like such a
goofball. The best.
And she would make it fun.
She's the best.
And then I think we're like, this is the thing is when you look at the schedule, you're like, what DJ do we see? It's like Martin Garrix, Tiesto, Chainsmokers, like, blah, blah, blah. And then you schedule a DJ and then you go to a pool party. And I don't know how people can be in the pool. That grosses me out.
No, man. There's too much
like, you're all going to get UTIs.
Yeah, there's too much happening. Just stay by the edge.
Stay by the edge. Mm-hmm. Stay by the edge.
Wait,
dude,
what
when
do
I
you,
leave
what
Vegas,
do
you, I'm like parched.
What
it's
DJ?
Too dry.
What DJ are you going to see?
I think we're going to see, I forget, I looked at it. Odessa?
Oh, that's a good one.
I actually love Odessa. I'm lying, actually. I might be lying to make it not seem bad. So I should probably look at who it is. I actually just fully lied because I was like trying to make it be okay. Okay.
Chainsmokers might be cool if that's an option.
We're going to Marquee, obviously. Oh, someone suggested DJ Pauly D, but I think that was a joke.
Okay.
I'll keep you guys posted what DJ we see, but if you guys have any connects at the door in Vegas, let us know because we're going to need some connects to get in as like 30 plus year old women.
Just bandage dress, baby. Don't worry.
I know. I got to get my
overline the lips now. Just overline them. Get your fake lashes.
Yeah, my lashes are balding now. I have absolutely no lashes, and I've been looking it up since I got my hormones tested, and I'm taking thyroid medicine. Part of the thyroid medicine side effect is like you literally have like no eyelashes, and so I have no eyelashes. Yes.
Wait, that's wild.
Isn't that wild? It's actually been really bothering me. I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's an insecurity I have now.
Yeah.
A new one.
I'm sorry.
I was like, damn, like insecurities are like whack-a-mole.
Yeah,
like,
truly.
You got something good, your fucking eyelashes fall off.
I know.
Off.
What's the next?
Like, what's the next fucking thing? Mm-hmm. It's so crazy.
I'm excited
about this. Solo.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, babe.
Thank you.
Happy freaking birthday, you all. It's Lindsay's birthday today.
She is 34th, baby.
13. She is 34. So she is our wise sage at almost 30 because I'm 33, baby. And we love her so much. And I'm so grateful for you. I'm so excited about this year. It's been so beautiful to see your evolution in the past year and just be closer than ever. Although Lindsay and I are far apart, we are closer at heart.
Yeah, it's really true. Thank you. And yeah, I just, you know, this episode, I really wanted to, because it's true for me, especially in the last couple of years where I just love getting older. You know, it's something that I take a lot of pride in, and it's not in a cheesy way. It's like, wow, I've really been able to have practices and promises to myself that have made me feel just incredibly good as I get older and feel more powerful and feel more myself and feel, yeah, just all the things I want to feel, to be honest. So, you know, in this episode, like I wanted to talk about just kind of how this has evolved over time. You know, I didn't always want to get older. I definitely went through it a period of time where I wanted to like stop this aging process, both physically and all the other ways. And I talk about why I felt that way, you know, societal programming, you know, whether it's something I was taught when I was growing up. And so it's been really important for me to bring awareness and light to those specific stories, because we don't realize how much they are running our lives subconsciously. And then I'm just really sharing a lot of like the nuanced practices and promises to myself that I have every single day. And I think a birthday especially. So if anyone's, y'all are going to celebrate a birthday in the next year, but it's just a nice mark. It's a nice mark on the calendar to say, okay, like I'm going to recommit to myself, to my intentions, my mission, my purpose, my relationships, my body. And so, you know, whether it's your birthday or you just want to like mark this day as the day that you recommit, yeah, I just want to celebrate that with you all and yeah, really just celebrate getting older because it rocks. It really, really, really rocks. I feel the most like self-authorized I've ever felt.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Lynn. We love you so much. I love the messages in this. I felt better than ever getting older. It's been so liberating and beautiful. And our hope is that you all feel the same, that you feel more liberated and free and embodied than ever, you know, as you get older. So I know you're going to love it. Enjoy. We will see you on the other side.
This is for all of my podcasters. Listen up. Krista and I are so excited. We're offering a free week intensive. So we wanted to give you a taste of what it's like to work with Krista and I as your podcast coaches. And so if you're out there and you've launched your podcast, but you're ready to grow and monetize, this is for you. So we're going to give you some of our best insider tips and secrets because we have done this all on our own and learned so, so much along the way, making the mistakes that we don't want you to make. So join us, and we'll also be including a free 90-minute live call with us to ask any and all of your questions. So make sure you join by going to monetizemypod.com. That's monetizemypod.com to sign up for free.
Well, this is going to be easy to talk about my favorite product. I actually turned my mom onto this product and she and I just like laugh because we're so obsessed. We have like backups in our cabinet, in our bathroom at all times. I am talking about the body oil from Osea. This is the Andaria Algae Body Oil. And you're going to be absolutely obsessed with this. So if you've been using lotion for years, don't worry, I've been there. But I got to say, like, I just never liked how lotion made my skin feel. I would like dry out too quickly, but I am a convert. Body oil is it, okay? And what I love about Osea's body oil, it soaks in easily, it isn't greasy, and it has this smell that I swear to you will just bring you to another place. It is truly heaven. It's sexy. It's citrus. And it honestly, this is like number one, makes me feel like I'm at a spa. My mom and I literally laugh about this. We're like, spa time. My skin feels smooth. It's glowing. It's just
beautiful. Not to brag. I love it so much. Osea's products, we are obsessed. We've been obsessed for years. They're clean, vegan, cruelty-free, climate neutral, and created with sustainably sourced seaweed and made in California. We were introduced to them when I lived in LA, and Kristen and I just fell in love. So feel really good about what you're putting on your skin by going to OseaMalibu.com, O-S-E-A Malibu.com. Use the code ALMOST30 and you'll get 10% off your first order. You'll also get free samples with every order, and orders over $50 get free shipping. So get that body oil, send me your pictures of your glowing skin, OseaMalibu.com. Use the code ALMOST30 for 10% off your first order.
Hello, everyone. It's Linz. I'm coming to you live, not from a recording studio. I'm sure you can hear in the audio quality. I am away from home right now, and I just felt called to sit down and record this episode. Sometimes it happens like that, where you just have to follow the call. And I was feeling just inspired to talk to you all. This is coming out on my birthday. So yeah, today is my birthday. I am 34 years old and just feeling so, so grateful and really grateful that you're here and you took the time to listen to this episode. I do not take it for granted that I am a part of your life in a little slice of a way. And yeah, I just take it very seriously. So thank you. And this episode, you know, what was on my heart was this idea of getting older. 34. I don't know if I like ever thought about being 34. You know, I'm sure at one point I thought about that age and thought, wow, that's pretty old. That's pretty far from this moment. But now I just have a completely different perspective. And my intention with this episode is to just kind of remind you all, as you get older, the joys and the ways in which we can illuminate our own brilliance in order to feel and honestly look younger. Listen, we're sold on a daily basis. I'm sure you can stop and think about this and nod your head. We are sold youth everywhere we go. It is a $200 billion industry that is just making money off of telling us that we need this wrinkle cream in order to look younger and thus be accepted by people, right? And while I do not knock any of that, I have absolutely bought the creams. I have gotten a Botox or two. I've done the things. And, you know, there's zero judgment around that. I suppose this episode, I really just want to highlight kind of the incredible privilege that it is to get older. And yeah, I just hope it kind of shifts your perspective as you near the next age that you are becoming. I truly do believe age is just a number. It's just another label that we give ourselves that we over-identify with. And I would love to just kind of pull up and out and celebrate this experience that is life. And yeah, so first I would love to talk to you about resisting less. So I feel like as I get older, I resist so much less. And I don't know if it's I'm more tired, which I don't think is it, but that may be a little part of it. But I am less and less prone to getting involved in the melodrama of my mind. And the melodrama of my mind involves resisting what pains me. So oftentimes we have stories and memories and ways of being within ourselves that when an event happens, sometimes it pings that part of us and it creates pain. And as human beings, I don't know if we really are able to process pain in the best way. We often resist pain, and it is in that resistance that causes our deep unhappiness and our deep sadness and frustration. And I just feel like as I get older, I've been able to have these events and feelings move through me more quickly and actually move through me so that I am not resisting them. I can think back to my early 20s and I'm like, damn, She was resisting every little thing because she felt like she had to protect herself, like she had to protect her identity and who she was becoming. Yeah, really protect herself from some hard truths that she needed to learn. And the resistance was just so high. And I feel like that added to the inflammation in my body, that added to my anxiety, that added to the fact that I was drinking more, binging, the fact that I was, you know, having this just incredibly intense negative self-talk. And so I would love for you all to take a moment and just, you know, as an observer of yourself, what are you resisting lately? What is the feeling? What is the event? Or perhaps what is this experience that has left an imprint on your body, on your emotional body, on your physical body that you are resisting and not letting move through you and letting go ultimately? So take time to maybe journal about this, perhaps pray or meditate on it. Because I promise you, there will be a lightness on the other side. There will be this like wave of just intense, intense love on the other side of this resistance. And you do not need to resist in order to just fortify or maintain who you are. In fact, I feel like resistance pushes us away from who we really are.
We are moving and grooving on Monday.com Work OS. Y'all, we've integrated our team into this platform and it has been seamless. Automations, integrations, and just helps to moderate our workflow. Honestly, I've never felt more organized, more on it, and just more supported. It's helped our team to just work together more seamlessly and efficiently. And I'm absolutely obsessed. I was a little hesitant. I was like, oh my gosh, we have to learn a new platform. Y'all, it is easy. Customizable platform. It'll give your team, your teams, the ability to easily create the work software they need and want for their specific organization process, for the workflow. And this freedom means you can build anything. So a CRM workflow, HR management system, marketing dashboards, you name it, they have it. And it's super flexible. So you can customize it to fit your needs. You can pick from templates or start from scratch. And truly it's suitable for any team size. So we are a small team of about 7 or 8, depending on when we have contractors come in, and it's great for us. But then you can have 5,000 people on your team and it's really easy to use and adopt and scale. If you are a manager, which we are to some degree, we have full visibility into what the team is working on. So there are no, you know, regular check-ins necessary. The team has the autonomy over how they work and we get the assurance that we need to focus on the big picture. So Monday.com Work OS makes the work tools you already use better. So it integrates the tools that you already use, which made just the migration that much easier. So if you'd like to try Monday.com and create your perfect workflow for your team, you can start your free 14-day trial when you go to Monday.com/podcast. Go to Monday.com/podcast to start your free 14-day trial. Monday.com/podcast to start your free 14-day trial. It is fall and nothing like a little reset for a new season. You've heard us talk about Saqqara, and if you haven't tried it, here is your sign. I love their organic ready-to-eat meals and they're super, super powerful, delicious. I feel like I have a private chef. They are made with powerful plant-based ingredients and designed to boost your energy and improve your digestion and get your skin glowing. Honestly, after a week of Saqqara, I'm like, who is this? You are glowing, girl. They have breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, and they change weekly. So honestly, I promise you, you will never, ever, ever get bored. In addition to those meals, I also love their wellness essentials. So supplements and herbal teas to support your nutrition. I really love their metabolism super powder. This is an all-natural remedy for bloating, weight gain, and fatigue. You've probably seen it out there. I know it is a cult favorite. And I'm excited. Right now, Saqqara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to saqqara.com/almostsaqqara. Or you can enter the code ALMOSTSAKARA at checkout. So again, SAKARA.com/ALMOSTSAKARA or enter the code ALMOSTSAKARA at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Another thing that I just enjoy so much about getting older is that I really feel, and it sounds intensely cheesy to say it out loud, but I really feel like I love myself more, love all aspects of myself more. I have compassion for the parts of me that find it hard to grow, that find it hard to let go. But I know that girl, you know, I know that girl, and I have so much more compassion for her. I show up for her as adult Lindsay, and I'm like, yo, just so you know, I am here now. I feel you. I hear you. I remember that experience that made you believe this, but we are here and working on this together. And it's just this like beautiful collaboration between adult Lindsay, little Lindsay, and my higher self, my soul, that is just, yeah, allowing me to see parts of myself in a new light. I also just love and respect my body a lot more. I feel like when we're younger, there are so many stimuli that are telling us and showing us not to trust in our own bodies and to trust others or experts or to outsource our intuition or our knowing about our own bodies. And it's really been this journey of coming back to my own body in so many ways. And to be honest, I kind of had to like leave my body or just be so far from the intuitive knowing of my body in order to walk back to it, to know that contrast. And I feel like it was at the height of it when I was teaching SoulCycle. I was really running my body ragged and working out too much. I was also drinking a lot at this time. I was kind of finding that comfort and solace in eating a lot and drinking a lot, but then also working out a ton. And my adrenals were just completely shot. And so I've just been so much softer with myself. I've just looked at my body differently. I see my stomach differently. I see, you know, my freckles differently. And what I would offer to you is, you know, take a moment, take longer than a moment, actually, and just look at your body. And I want you to look at it, but I also want you to take in the messages and story from your body, what you've been through, what you've grown through, the times that your body has sent you very clear messages when you might have just ignored them, and just kind of hold your body. You might want to lay down. You might want to put your hand over your belly and your heart, and maybe you put on some music that you love and just tune into this beautiful body of yours, and just even touching your body, touching your arms, maybe touching your face, touching your chest, maybe touching your thighs and your knees, and just having that intimate connection with your body. It kind of gives me goosebumps to talk about it, because I feel like for a lot of people, the thought of touching their body and loving their body is so foreign and so scary. And I will not speak for you and your experience, because my experience is very different from yours, but I will say that your body has so much intelligence, so much information, and is so forgiving. So carve out that time in your day, maybe in the morning when you just get up, maybe you're still in bed and you just connect with your body, your breath. Now, when your stomach extends out, when you breathe in, exhale, and it contracts, and just kind of noticing the nuance and just the magic and beauty of your own body. And I feel like those practices have really helped me over the years to just be in reverence to my body. I also love that as I get older, I take more responsibility. And sometimes it's freaking hard. Sometimes it's a lot, because I feel like I'm almost too prone to take responsibility and take on perhaps what's not mine. So I have to be super discerning. But it has been so important as adult Lindsay to take responsibility for what is mine, for what I'm bringing to every moment, every conversation, every relationship, because I would want other people to do the same. And so if I am not practicing that and offering that to others, then how do I expect that from other people? And it's also become a much more peaceful existence to take responsibility for myself. I definitely remember a time, I think it was in college, and I was with my ex-boyfriend, and I just felt like I was blaming him for everything, blaming him for every negative feeling I had or negative experience. And, you know, I was not in the slightest looking at myself and what I was bringing to the table, the fears and the pains and the unhealed parts of me that I was bringing to the table, the little Lindsay that was screaming out, that didn't feel seen or heard. And, you know, it's been really helpful in therapy to kind of parse through these parts of myself and realize, like, wow, like, this whole life, this simulation that we're in, is just a mirror of what's going on inside of us. And it is so intensely liberating when we get to that point when we're like, wow, how did I create this moment in front of me? What about me? What about my experiences, my past, my beliefs, the stories, the upper limiting is creating this experience in front of me? And so what is this experience showing me and teaching me? And yeah, it can be super exhausting because it can happen frequently, especially when you get more in tune with this. But dang, I swear to you, there's so much freedom here, and you deserve it. You truly, truly deserve it.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or maybe preventing you from achieving your goals? If you have been thinking about maybe talking to someone, finding a therapist, but you just haven't gotten to it or you're a little resistant to it, let us recommend BetterHelp. We have recommended this to hundreds of people. You can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours, and they give you a really easy way to change your therapist if, say, they're not for you. But this is truly the way of the future. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And it's cool that you can log into your account anytime, send a message to your therapist. You can get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. So no more waiting room. It makes it super easy, takes some of the excuses out of it, and really gives you an accessible way to have therapy. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So this is your sign. Time to get a therapist. It has truly changed my life, has changed Krista's life, and I don't know where I'd be, to be honest. BetterHelp.com/almost30. That's BetterHelp.com/almost30 to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/almost30. I didn't realize how convenient and amazing it is to have wild caught fish frozen in my freezer, ready to go for a meal, until I found Wild Alaskan Company. So listen, I am kind of a snob when it comes to fish. I like wild caught and wild caught only. And Wild Alaskan Company sources wild caught seafood from Alaska and the Pacific Northwest. They deliver high quality, sustainable, sourced wild-caught seafood right to your door. You can choose from salmon, whitefish, or a combination. And every month there are different specials to explore. And I just love that it comes right to my door every single month. I don't have to think about it. And each shipment contains premium wild-caught individually wrapped portions of delicious seafood. I just had a wild-caught salmon the other night. Basically, I just tossed it in the fridge from the freezer in the morning. It was thawed by the evening when I was ready to cook it, saute it, and sear it. It was just the best. Always wild, never farmed or modified, and it contains no antibiotics. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. So try it now. Highly recommend the Wild Alaskan Company. Right now, you can get $15 off your first box of premium seafood when you visit wildalaskancompany.com/almost30. Got it? WildAlaskanCompany.com/almost30 to get $15 off your first box.
And the final thing that I am just obsessed with about getting older is just this deep commitment to rest, to relaxation, and to rejuvenation. And I swear to you, this is the fountain of youth. So it starts with sleep, of course. You know, we know that getting enough sleep every single night allows your body to regenerate and repair in all the ways that it needs to. But I'm also talking about those moments in between, the three different conference calls that you have. How are you exerting energy? How are you saving energy? What type of energy is around you? And so I've become very, very aware of what creates static in my field, what creates this kind of like murky energy in my field, and a few things that I'll share with you, but I would love for you to do your own like reflection on what creates static in your field so that your antenna can't pick up on what is for you and the next best step and that intuitive hit. And these things include making sure I'm nourishing my body with whole, real foods that are clean and organic and alive. Foods that are super alive, getting enough water. So just really hydrating my cells, making sure that I'm also getting electrolytes. That's been super, super important. I make sure that I am just monitoring like what I'm taking in on my phone, on the TV, on my computer. And so if anything makes me feel off, if it tends to put my mind in a loop of negativity and fear, I am very mindful to switch that out with something that is more life-giving. And so I'll switch out like a murder mystery show with like a David Attenborough nature moment. Okay. And just notice how you feel when you watch one over the other. And it's just profound for me. Profound, profound. I also notice like what I'm taking in on social media. So I curate my feed so that I'm following people and brands and missions that just really inspire me, make me laugh, like make me think. And anything that just doesn't make me feel good, I don't follow. Period. The end. I also am super mindful about who I'm around. I think that as a recovering people pleaser, I would surround myself with a lot of people and situations that really didn't nourish my soul. And that's okay. You know, I kind of had to feel the contrast in order to know what feels really, really good now, but I'm just mindful about who I'm around. You know, are they taking self-responsibility? Are they relatively like positive? Are they truthful? Are they supporting me and what I'm doing? And I say that in the sense that I love being around people who support one another and just really cheer one another on in the most genuine way. And I just get a lot of energy from that. So I'm just mindful about that. And can I have like very real deep conversations with the people that I'm around, or do we have to like play it surface all the time? Surface conversation takes energy away from me. So I'm super, super mindful of that. And lastly, I feel like when it comes to just making sure static is out of my field, I am moving my body. I am so committed to, for the rest of my life, to moving my body in ways that feel just so good and organic and just celebratory. You know, no longer am I doing the million HIIT workouts a week and just crushing my body. I just really want to move intuitively. I want to celebrate my body. Yeah, I want my workouts every day or 5 days a week, whatever it is, to feel like a reverence for my life. You know, I don't want to escape my life through my workout. The final thing I'll say on getting older is that we as human beings, and I believe it was Dr. Susan Thompson on the Tim Ferriss show recently who said this, was that we are not self-sufficient human beings. And she was referencing babies and sleep training. And she's like, I, you know, I don't disagree or agree with sleep training. I just have noticed that, you know, we as human beings need the connection to other people to survive. And oftentimes with sleep training, you're leaving the baby and they're crying and learning to fend for themselves, not fend for themselves, but like soothe themselves, which is okay. And hey, I might do it when I have a baby. But I think the bigger point is that we really need that connection with other people in order to know ourselves and love ourselves and live a full life and truly experience God. And so, yeah, I just wanted to say that to close, because I feel like I'm learning so much of my relationships as I get older. It happens faster and faster and more intensely, but it's truly freeing me, because I thought I had to do it all by myself. You know, I grew up thinking I'm an independent woman. I can do it all by myself. And we can't. And relationships are just our greatest teacher. And I'm so thankful, especially in my romantic relationship. You know, it's just been an intense teacher lately. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I am slowly just kind of letting go of a lot of pieces of me that I felt like I had to uphold in order to be safe, in order to be seen. And, you know, it's just not it. It's just not it. And I think just revealing your heart in every way that you can and allowing the pain to move through you and just fully experiencing another human being without any walls, without any preconceived notions or expectations is just one of life's greatest gifts and truly a God experience. So I love y'all so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the birthday wishes. You're the best. And with your next birthday, and just as you get older, I know there is so much messaging and just a barrage of stories about getting older and what that means for you and how you can avoid it. But I will just remind you that you have within you a fountain of youth of sorts that you get to allow to flow all the time. And I think the more that we are able to focus on those parts of us that are just beautiful and ever evolving and growing and alive, man, like I feel like we will experience a really special kind of youthfulness. So thank you. Thank you for listening. I will see you on the next one. If you want to talk about this episode or anything else, you can DM me at Lindsay Simsek on Instagram. Again, sorry for the audio on this particular episode. I just wanted to plop down and record this for you all when I was just feeling called. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See you soon.
Thanks everyone for listening. I appreciate you. Thank you for all of your messages. I love you so much. I love you, love you. All right, coming up for almost 30, we are super, super excited about our Podcast Pro Accelerator. Woohoo! So all y'all out there who are wanting to grow and monetize your podcast, this is for you. This is kind of next level. This is a small group that we take through step by step of growing and monetizing your podcast. Included is a one-on-one coaching call and some other really incredible, valuable surprises. And we're kicking it off with a free offering. We're going to give you, just like a taste and also just like some really, we've recorded these videos that Kristen and I spent a lot of time just kind of pouring what we know and what we've learned throughout the years. And so we're excited to welcome you in there for free. So stay tuned. That kicks off on September 23rd.
Yeah, I can't wait to support you all in your podcasting dreams. We love you so much. You can go to Almost 30 Podcast on Instagram, almost30.com, where you can find our partners. You can find our blog posts that we've been spending a lot of time on. You can find more information about Lindsay and I. It's just a really beautiful site and resource. And just want to thank our amazing sponsors for their support. You all know that we work with brands that we really love and feel aligned with and called to. And these are all brands that Lindsay and I use every day.
Yeah. Thank you to Monday.com, Sakara, BetterHelp, Wild Alaskan Company, and finally, Ovsea. So you can find all discount information in our show notes as well as on almost30.com. Just click on the partners tab and we'll see you on the next one.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.